get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. In the dark, I play my dreams. Permal culture flows like sweet springs. I'm the daddy with the know-how seed. Creating the world like it's meant to be. Permal culture, B-I-L-D, I'm the king. Back to love in everything. Bring a change, making it last.
Welcome to episode 376 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and sometimes prostitutes. Oh yeah, good to be with y'all. Man, I'm a little bit rusty. I missed one day and then I just kind of fall out of the hole. Fall completely off the rails with this thing. All right. Well, this episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam. Got a new one here. Y'all got a lot of new ones here. Everybody, and man, you know your numbers got to be hitting, man, when everybody and the great grandmother's coming out of the woodwork for you to, you know, do advertisements on the show. But you know my policy here, folks. I don't tell you about anything that I don't personally use. And the latest one right here is Air Water Healing. Finally met up with them, along with William, at the Healing for the Ages conference. And, man, I've been trying. I'm such a huge fan of this guy's products. And I've just been, it's been impossible to get a hold of this guy. So saw him at the conference and I'm like, he's like, oh, you're you. And I said, well, you're you. And so anyway, we kind of hit it off great. And it was so good to be able to do an interview with that guy because, man, I'll be honest with you. I am such a, folks, look, I think I've talked about it, son. I think we did talk about it before, you know, with all the chemtrailing and stuff like that and what the measures I was trying to take, especially with your mom being far, it seems like ladies seem to be far more affected by the effects of what they're dropping from the sky. I'm sure that's by design, but anyway, I had to find some solutions, man. So I remember talking to Seth Holhouse and a number of others out there about, man, what actually works. I'm tired of buying because half the stuff I buy didn't even work. And then this guy's like filtersucks.com. That's where he started. Mm-hmm. And then remember, I ended up getting one here. I said, okay, man, this thing costs a lot of money, man. It better work. If it doesn't, it's going to be on the first thing smoking. And I'm talking, folks, I was so aggravated at that point. I'm like, if it doesn't work day one, I'm sending it back. I'm not spending this kind of money for something that doesn't work. And sure enough, got the thing. We left out, and it was that time where every single morning we would leave out of the house, your mom would get a massive headache. And folks, when I tell you this woman is as hard as woodpecker lips, I mean it. She is about the toughest woman I've ever met in my life. And when she complains, believe me, there's a reason for it. Yeah. And so when I see her in this kind of pain, I know it's legit. So anyway, long story less long, we went out, we had to go to town for something. We got about halfway, I'd say we got about 3 miles down the road, and she's like, I can't breathe. And she's literally not able to breathe. I said, okay, we're going back to the house. And she was fine when we were at the house. Turn back around, soon as we walk in, it isn't 5 minutes later, maybe 30 at the most, and she was right as rain. Walk back outside, got a freaking problem. Walk back inside, no problem. So anyway, that's when I knew that thing was legit. And so I bought the smaller version, got it back in the room, got the other one for the house. And then it worked so well. I'm like, okay, William's telling me how bad the chemtrails were out there in Texas. So I got one for you guys. How's it working out?
Oh, it's fantastic. There was one period of time where we had to turn it off to like service it, to clean it, to clean that little, I don't know. There's like a little
it's a card.
Plate. Yeah, it's a plate that's like perforated that goes inside. And every once in a while you have to clean it. And for that day that we had it off and cleaned it, I remember we left, came back in the house, and we're all like, what the heck is that smell? It's the air. He keeps changing his name. What is it called? The air, water. What is healing. It? Yeah, air, water, healing. It's not an air filter. It's a air ionizer or something like right. that. But we live in an old house, so it has like old house smells. And whenever we had it off and we left and then we came back into the house, we're like, when it was off, we're like, what the heck is that smell? And then I was telling my wife, Emily, I was like, hey, we got to get this thing back up and running. We got to get this thing squared away again, because this house, it's not that it's like anything's rotten in this house. It just smells like an old house. And you get used to it smelling like nothing, really. You get used to the house smelling like nothing. It's awesome. When
so I got that thing running. I mean, today wasn't so bad in terms of the trails and stuff. But other days, we had a little gap there where things were good. And now we're back to business as usual. Anyway, it was great to be able to finally meet up with that guy. And, you know,
another thing, hey, real quick, Dad, before we get off the topic, is that this thing also kills molds and mildews too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you said that. So if anybody hadn't seen the interview that I did with him, William filmed it with me when we were at the Aegis conference. And folks, he offered a discount code for all you folks. It's PERMA. Okay. So anybody who wants one, like I said, these things aren't cheap, but they also make them to where you can put them on your body and they're less expensive. They got other ones you can put in like a, if all I had was the money to get the one for, you know, the bedroom, that's exactly where I'd put it. Or maybe you just get those as you're able to do it anyway. PERMA will get you, I think, 10% off. And folks, I don't give you guys stuff I don't personally use. And if it doesn't work, or if you stop hearing me talk about it, there is a reason for that. Or maybe I found something better, because honestly, this podcast is a meritocracy. If you got something better than the one I'm talking about, I will make a deal with you. So that's the way it works. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to go down that. I did mean to go down that rabbit trail. It's a joy to be able to bring stuff to you guys that actually works. So anyway, looks like I'm frozen on my end. I don't know what's going on, but at least you can hear me. So that's the most important part. Want to give a shout out, as always, to Renewed Homestead. And, you know, Denise over there handling the chat. You know the deal. Don't start no SH and there won't be no IT. We got Bill Zigley in the house. Yeah, Mountainside with Ken and Amy. Yeah, I was just thinking about them today. Let's see here. Alan and a number of others in here. Sorry, I can't get to all of you. But anyway, hit that thumbs up. Tell everybody we're live. And we're going to get hopping and popping here. So in the last Front Porch Talk, which happened to be right here in the studio, because yesterday they sprayed like nobody's business. And then what was forecasted as a clear day ended up becoming cloudy. And then windy, so windy, in fact, that I couldn't eat, my mic wouldn't even work. And then I get up here in the Pimpcast room, and sure enough, it's not working. So sorry about the lousy audio in there, but I want to thank everybody once again for letting me know that all the people out there who tried to comment on these Front Porch Talks, half of which are not even able to do it, so they're sending me emails, and then the other half says, hey, we tried to hype it, but we're not even given the option on this video. So I want to get... you know, I want to thank everybody out there for letting me know, because next intrepid person that actually has the pockets to do a class action lawsuit, I'm not looking to be reimbursed or anything like that. I just want an even playing field. I know that on an even playing field, we can compete with the best of them. And that's the cool thing about the audio platform, is that there's not a weighted scale out there. You know, people are telling each other, hey, listen to this person, whatever. They're not scrubbing my stuff off of the internet, or they're not holding back on the reins. So anyway, want to thank everybody for that. So in that video, I had a bandage on my middle finger on my left hand. And I when I'm speaking extemporaneously in those videos, I'm not really paying attention to what I'm doing. So I wanted to keep it subdued, but apparently, you know, when you're thinking about what you're saying, you're not necessarily thinking about how your hands are moving or whatever. Anyway, I got a finger infection, which was mind-boggling to me. anyway, I got that infection and it started to swell up on the day you guys, we went to the, well, I guess I'll come to that in a minute. We came back from the aquarium over in, Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
Yeah. We came back from the aquarium and then my finger started swelling up and then it was up. I mean, massive pain. I was like, man, what is going on here? So immediately I was like, okay, I got an infection here, but my bigger concern is why is my body not fighting it off? And I was like, okay, for the last 2 weeks, I've been traveling. I've been doing all kinds of stuff. Haven't at all done my regimen, my protocol that I do every single day, which involves getting as much vitamin D as I possibly can. This gathering was inside of a blue lit building. And you can tell because I'm wearing my blue light blockers the whole time. And I just wasn't treating myself. I mean, when I'm here at the house, man, I'm really careful about what I do. You know, my Bible study suffered, which is honestly the thing that grieved me most, is that my memorization, I go through every single day. I told you guys before, I'm memorizing the entire book of Psalms. And I love it when people laugh at me. And then I'm like, okay, name a psalm. Bam, got it right there. So and then when I don't do those things to the extent that I'm supposed to, I think you suffer. At least I do. I know that I do. So, you know, you got to put the Lord first, at least in my life. And if when I don't do that, I pay the piper. And so I think this was part of it. So my healing protocol, a big part of it, and I'm going to find out whether or not we're going to find out whether or not it was a good one, because I said, okay, the moment you guys left, I stopped eating. So I haven't eaten for 3 days. And so just a water fast, which, you know, I thought might be a pretty good opportunity, because I know one of the best ways to increase your ability to fight off whatever's going on, your immunity, is fasting. Now, that's not going to be everybody else's protocol, but to the best extent that I could, getting as much sunlight as I can. Okay, check. Back to my normal routine, doing all the things I'm supposed to do. And now I'm like on day three of this thing. And man, I feel like I could murder somebody over a Whopper, even though I don't eat that stuff. But I mean, I told your mom, but I had to go to the hardware store earlier today. And I was like, man, I'm in there walking around. I'm supposed to be looking for incandescent light bulbs. And all I can think about is that popcorn they got over there in that corner in that machine. Things I would never think about. Things I would never, ever. I'm in there losing my mind. Candy bars. I do not remember the last time I ever ate a candy bar in my life. And I'm like, boy, man, I'm sitting here looking at this stuff like, okay, man. I think I'm going to break this fast tomorrow, maybe at about noon, but it's also a good time to get closer to the Lord as well. You know, I make no bones about the fact that I'm a blood-bought soldier of Christ, but at the same time, the one thing, and I heard a doctor say this before, and I said it in a video, it's always stuck with me. The fasting is the one thing that Jesus, Buddha, and Confucius all agreed on. The other two, you know, you can throw them out the window as far as I'm concerned. But I mean, not to say that they didn't have good things to say, but, you know, there's a reason why, you know, when you fast, it's assumed that you do these things. So back to doing my routine. Looks like the fingers, actually, I got the bandage off of it, so it's back to working right. And yeah, things are off and running. So
do you have any idea of how you got the infection? Did you have a cut or anything like that?
Yeah, there was that. But still, I'm wondering why my body didn't fight it off. Well, I know why. I think I was in a weakened state. And maybe it was also the Lord giving me a tap on the shoulder saying, hey, you know, I don't care if you were at a conference or not. What are you supposed to do every single day? And part of it I do, I'm not trying to look like a Pharisee, you know, every time I drink water when I'm out and about, get on my knees and, you know, do that sort of thing. But there's no reason that I couldn't have gotten up earlier. No reason, even though we were up late, no reason I couldn't have gotten up earlier and still did the most important thing of the day, which is, you know, my Bible study and also my memorization. So people often wonder, they're like, man, how are you able to spit these facts out? Well, folks, I work on it. I work on my memorization. I mean, I don't just, yeah, I can tell you some things off the top of my head or when I'm doing the front porch things, I can recall these things because I work on it. And yeah, so that's something I practice, something I work on. And when I memorized quotes and whatever else, I felt the need to do it years ago for secular reasons, because whenever I'd bring up things, people would say, well, where is that? And then I would quote them where this came from. And then they, what are you, a conspiracy? And I'm like, what's the point? Or when I was doing live radio in Kansas City, I'd have to bring this stuff in the middle of a debate. So, you know, it made sense. And I'm like, well, why don't I use these memorization skills and apply them to something that truly matters? So that's where it is. So anyway, off and running. And let me just, hey, while I'm at it, son, I'm sorry to monologue so long, but let me just ahead and point this out for, Bill says, did you pet the sea urchin? No. You know, I would have a better reason for having an infection if I did, but no, I don't know exactly, but anyway, my immune system should be top 10 right about now after, you know, 3 days. I'm in the middle of third day right now. So, you know, maybe I'll just kick it on up to 5. We'll see. But I was wondering, man, is it wise to go on here and do a podcast when you're fasting? So I guess you guys will be the judge for that. But let me give you a couple of tricks that I've learned from fasting, things that help. If anybody wants to give it a shot, now I'm not saying overnight, just go out there tomorrow and do a 7-day fast. No, I'm not saying do that. But here's little tricks that do help along the way. So a little invention that I made up, if somebody else does it, I don't know about it. But one thing I came up with this time around, and it helps immeasurably, is I make what I call, and I know people are going to be disgusted when I say it, but garlic broth. Okay, so if you're going to consume anything, it obviously can't have any calories in it. So garlic broth. So what I did, I was like, man, I'd eat anything at this point. So I went ahead and it worked. It put the hunger pangs away. So all I do is take some fresh garlic. And plus I got an infection. Garlic's only going to help, right? So I take garlic, basil that we processed right here at the house, and then some thyme, oregano, put them all in the pot, boil some water. And what else did I put in there? Obviously got Dr. Will's salt in there. Have you had a chance to try any of that, son?
Yeah, I've been eating it just raw. That stuff is awesome. I mean, used it cooking dinner. She did like steak pieces and broccoli, like roasted vegetables and stuff like that. She used that salt. That salt is awesome. I've been just taking it raw and then chugging water after it.
Yeah, man. That salt is like on another. I've never had better salt in my life. I mean, and I got affiliate deals with other salts, but you know, anyway, I got Dr. Will's salt in there, along with a little bit of pepper and some cayenne, all of which are going to help with the infection. And I'm theoretically thinking it's going to also help with the hunger pangs. And you know what? It did. It did for a while. So I was thinking, okay, man, garlic and all these other things I'm putting in here are only going to help. So let's go ahead and do that. Obviously, you want to take vitamin C and stuff like that. But I'll tell you another little thing. Obviously, I don't have an affiliate deal with these guys, but I got Icelandic water here, but it's the carbonated kind. And then there's also another brand called Grolsteiner. I don't even know how you pronounce it, but it's some kind of German water. And it comes from, it's all low deuterium water. And it's also got, it's mineral rich. So even though, excuse me, you're fasting, your body still feels satiated to a certain degree. So anybody wanting to give this a shot, I highly suggest those are really good tactics. And also another thing, you're not going to want to feel mobile, but make yourself do it. You got to make yourself move. That's pretty critical, at least for me, because if you're just sitting there sedentary the whole time, it's going to be agonizing. Plus, it's really good for your body to do it anyway. So I want to thank Brenda for the $5. Still working, building highways in the north, trying to listen. Well, thank you so much, Brenda.
As far as fast, I've done quite a few fasts, and anytime, like the biggest tip I could give anybody is like anytime you feel hungry or you get that hunger pain, just chug water immediately. Not like a ridiculous amount, but get some water in your stomach, and that typically helps out quite a bit. Especially, I don't know why, but the carbonation it really helps. Carbonated water and stuff really helps.
Well, I was going to say that's where Dr. Mindy Peltz, she wrote a book called Fast Like a Girl. Your mom has it down there, and she's like a fasting expert. Honestly, she was the one that turned me on to Grolsteiner. Hydrogen water is what some people recommend. I got a hydrogen water generator, use that occasionally. But honestly, the things that really take it away is carbonated. And if you got to get the cheap stuff in the store, I wouldn't recommend it, because you're also getting the minerals from the Grolsteiner. I mean, it's expensive water, but I'm not drinking it every day, believe me. I mean, I only have this stuff, but I didn't know Icelandic, which is a water low deuterium. You know, these things are all, always going to help you. And if you have depleted deuterium, depleted water, very expensive. I mean, very, very expensive. That's also going to help as well. So especially when you're battling off something. So anyway, didn't mean to go down that rabbit trail, but here we are. So one of the things I did today was put soil saviors on the beds out here, and they're doing very, very well. Also did the compost with it. So when you have your compost complete and you got to maintain it, remember, you got to make sure your moisture is good. If you're going to do it, why not just mix a small bit of the soil saviors into it? And that's exactly what I did. So I do that periodically. Anyway, son, what's going on your end?
Just getting back and trying to get into the swing of things. I got back, what was it, yesterday? Yeah, I got back yesterday because we split up the heading back part into 2 days because, A, we don't travel on Sabbath, but also it helps out quite a bit with the baby. So when we got back last night, just try to hurry up and get everything unpacked. Today, I started my preparation for the Caleb House 3K ruck next year. My goal with that is to beat everybody. That's my goal there at that 3K ruck, is to beat everybody. So I'm starting to prepare for it. So today, I believe it or not, I used ChatGPT to give me a workout plan to get me to like peak performance by the time we get to that ruck march. Now, I got some issues with ChatGPT and this freaking workout plan. I did legs today. It had me doing legs today, and it wanted me to do 25 reps of 250 pounds on back squats. What? Yeah. Yeah. I was like, 25 reps of 250 pounds on back squats. And they're like, we're going to take a small percentage of your max, and then you're going to do this a lot. Like, what? Wow. I was like, first of all, that was the description. I was like, first of all, that ain't a small percentage of my max, and we ain't doing 25 reps. But I did. I got as close as I could to 25 reps. I got 25 reps. Not all in one set, obviously, but I got to the 25 reps, got as close as I could. And, you know, the difference between, I mean, there's pros and cons to every like workout plan you're doing. And the workout plan I was doing beforehand, half the squats or half the leg exercises were all on like controlled machines. I think I'm going to steer more away from that because I'm not doing it for like bodybuilding or anything like that. I'm doing it for more like strength and then just longevity. But this squat exercise like really stuck out, like the small stabilizer muscles. That's what it really was burning today, was those small stabilizer muscles, which, I mean, you can, if just because you can leg press like 900 pounds.
Right.
Doesn't mean you're squatting anywhere near that. Not you're squatting close. A third of that, maybe at best. Because with the leg press machine, all you have to do is just push. You don't have to worry about stabilizing anything. You don't have to worry about balance, none of that. Whereas, you know, if you're holding all the weight and you're fighting gravity and there's no extra support, you got to use like those small stabilizer muscles and stuff like that. So, yeah, getting back into like free weights and stuff like that. Tomorrow, I start the actual rucking. So it's like a combination of like weight training. Or strength training plus rucking. So it's like an alternating going back and forth. So yeah, there's that. And then just trying to catch up on everything that I need to catch up on while I'm gone, get back into the PDC, start uploading videos again, things like that. But
well, son, as a ruck expert, you know, having done it a whole lot in the Army, I'm going to tell you the best way to improve at ruck is ruck. It ain't going to be weightlifting or anything like it. I mean, seriously, that's the best way to do it. I mean, 3K ain't that far. No. I mean, 1K is like 0.6 of a mile. See, folks, that's that memory coming out for you. Bam, no ChatGPT, 0.6 of a mile. So, honestly, I put on more weight and get out there and ruck like nobody's business. But that's the best.
No, I take it back. It's a 5K and 3-something miles. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's about right. So 5K still, man, I would go out there, just ruck like nobody's business, and I'd take it from there. But yeah, Go out there, put it on them. Yeah, Bill Zegley says, have you tried the soda machine? It's funny because Michelle was just talking about that before I even walked into the studio. And I'm like, no, I haven't had one of those. But, man, I'll definitely have to give it some serious thought. But I don't drink soda. I mean, well, I do. I drink soda the way people drink beer. I mean, there's got to be some special occasion, I guess. And
I don't think that's how most people drink beer, Dad.
Well, yeah, that's
a bad example.
Yeah, well, I correct myself, especially in Texas. No, I drink soda. I mean, so rarely there, and I won't just drink any soda. I mean, I'm not, if it's got high fructose corn syrup in it, folks, I mean, I'm trying to walk the walk as best I possibly can. And plus, honestly, when you taste good soda from a good, you know, I'd be interested to see if anybody can turn me on to some here in the chat. When you taste good soda that's like homemade, man, there ain't no going back to Coke, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and all these other things, man. In fact, Ben from Renewed Homestead, every time he would come over, we'd go out there in the in my fridge in the garage like it was a wine cellar, and we'd go out there and pick. I mean, I need to get back to that because that was kind of one of my hobbies is I would collect off the beaten trail kind of sodas, put them in the fridge. And then, you know, on a special occasion, I'll go out there, you know, kind of, you know, get something from our, you know, wine list, which is soda. But anyway.
It was like craft soda, like kind of like small batch craft soda, which you can really only find like near where you are. Believe it or not, North Carolina is like a huge capital for a lot of soda manufacturers and stuff.
Yeah, there's a L8. Somebody said, what was that one? I've had it before. Switchel. Yep.
Dr. Enough. There's that one.
Yeah, I think that one's got. Yeah, I look on the package, man. If I know if they used high, you know what always blew my mind is how is it a Mexican Coke has real sugar in it, but we get high fructose corn syrup here in the United States of Amnesia. And that always bothered me, man. Like nobody's business, but you know, for a long time, really. But anyway, yeah, I'm game to try any new sodas out there, and I like to collect them. And, you know, for a while there, I was drinking them a little too often, so I just got rid of all of them. And hey, so,
Josh yeah. Mitchell said, shout out Homestead Twins.
Bam!
Yeah. Josh Mitchell said, Zevia Cherry Cola. I switched from Mountain Dew years ago. It's pricey, but I love it. No sugar, only Zevia. So, careful with stevia. If you're trying to have kids, it'll like ruin your fertility for men. So,
well, like we ain't got enough problems. Like the stuff, okay, like the blue light, okay, being around that all day ain't helping your boys. The junk they're dropping from the sky. I mean, right here in North Carolina and all through the Southwest, they were talking. I mean, it was a big story out there. Of course, nobody ran with it about how they're dropping. Rabies vaccines from the sky. You bring it up to most people around here like, oh, that's a good problem, you know, I don't want to spend money on. They spent, what was it, 800 million or 80 million? It was one of those numbers, I don't recall which. And I'm like, really, is it that big a problem? I mean, is it that big a, you want it sprayed from the sky, you're breathing it in anyway, who's to say they're not putting saltpeter in there too? I mean, I don't even understand what planet I'm living on these days. But anyway, finally, before we get into the next section, you know, the grandbaby was out for a visit, and she is such a little sweetie. I know other people listening right now have grandbabies, but mine's cuter than yours. hate to tell you all that. She's a little sweetie. She loves grandpa, but she really loves her grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, man. She was, I mean, son, there was a while there I was wondering, man, I think she might prefer grandma over her parents.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So, funny story on that real quick. My wife was trying to get the baby to eat some of this yogurt, and the baby was like, she's just being hard-headed, stubborn. She didn't want to eat it. She's a two-year-old, so that's what we're dealing with. And then my wife said, grandma likes this yogurt, and then she just ate it right up. She's like, oh. Okay, grandma likes this yogurt, then it must be good.
Yeah, she loves her grandma. No two ways about that. So, yeah, anyway, they were out here for a visit. We got to take her to the aquarium. That's why we were at the aquarium and for her birthday, her second birthday, and did another smash cake this year. And it was so cute to watch her do that. Now, I know you do that when they're one, but I said, man, let's do this again. And this time, instead of, she got her hands in it eventually, but she just put her whole face in that cake. And since you guys don't give her any sugar or anything like that, your mom made a cake made out of dates. And what was it?
Dates, bananas. What was like the flour?
I don't know. Maybe almond flour or something like that. But she has no gluten, no sugar, no nothing. And, you know, your mom's over here practicing this recipe, man, before her grandbaby's eating it. So,
and it was good. Honestly,
yeah. I mean, you couldn't, if somebody didn't tell you, you wouldn't have known that this was not a cake with sugar or flour in it. So, I think it worked out quite. Now, her cake was a bit more dense than the cupcake she made for us. But, your mom, as always, man, she can knock it out of the park in the kitchen. No doubt about that. So, that was really good. And, polished off the pie Denise dropped over a couple of weeks ago. But anyway, with that said, y'all, we'll move on to the next section here. I don't have anything covered that I was going to get onto my notes about. But anyway, that's not important, man. We're just here laying it down. So, Richardson Nutrition, folks, 10% off with promo code PERMA, just like I told you a minute ago with Air Water Healing. Richardson Nutrition, there is one particular thing. I need to bring that bag up here. I just ordered, what was it? Four more 36-ounce bags of almonds. Not almonds, but apricot seeds. Yep. Ordered those. Folks, they have a substance in there that I can't tell you what it is. Otherwise, they'll give us another strike. So anyway, go to Richardson Nutrition. Look it up for yourself, find out what it's good for, and you'll see why I eat these things every single day.
Now, we can't say it, but you guys can in the comments about what apricot seeds have and what they might or might not do.
Yeah, might be B17, Bravo 17. There might be something like that in there, and it might be very, very good for you. And his dad might have been the guy who pioneered, and of course they erased him from the history books. Thank you very much, Bill. Yep, you can probably say the whole word there, Bill. So, yeah, Bill in the comments says, B17 good for cans, and I can't say that.
Yeah, you can't say the comment. That was the point of the...
B17, as far as anybody knows, that could be the new bomber out there. Why not? They got money for that, but they don't got it for Snap. Maybe that's a new bomber out there. Anyway... Wave Watch, Billy 100 will get you $100 off of that. We were talking also to the folks at Wave Watch, and it looks like for our thing coming up, it looks like they're probably going to be one of the sponsors, not probably, but almost certainly going to be one of the sponsors out there. Folks, the thing works. William, you got yours on right now, huh?
Yep.
What setting have you been using?
Today, it's on metabolic support right now. I just wanted to see how it would work, like, while working out. I don't know. I put it on metabolic support earlier, and then I immediately started getting hungry and warm. So I was kind of curious.
All right. Well, that's a good thing. Yeah. Denise is asking, what's the promo code for Richardson Nutrition? It's PERMA. And for Wave Watch, it's Billy 100. Also, I'm a big fan of that Wave Watch. I like the older version better because it the battery seems, I can let that battery go for days and days and days. So anyway, that Wave Watch, folks, I mean, like I said, I don't tell you anything that's snake oil out there. I don't tell you anything I don't personally use. And in the Wave Watch case, I wore that thing for 6 months before I ever believed this thing or allowed myself to believe that it was working. Michelle had some endometriosis problems and got that squared away quick, fast, and in a hurry. And hey, Alabama's asking, can you give it to dogs? I think I heard John Richardson Jr. talk about people actually doing that. So you may have to reach out to them and find out. And I guess the question is regarding the Bravo 17, that new aircraft that they got out there. I can't even believe we got to sit here and talk like this, man. It's driving me nuts. So anyway, you need any of those things, go check them out. All right. So let's get into the good news. Now I'm going to turn some people off with some of this stuff, but since, Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. And folks, if you haven't noticed, I don't care. I'm going to look, this is good news to me. Bombshell, is Charlie Kirk alive? Entire assassination looks staged, including special effect wound, AI-generated video, and the Patsy Tyler. Okay, I don't know about all that because, frankly, I kind of backed off of it a little bit, even quit looking at it. All I know, if you spill blood with a 30-06, folks, I've spilled a lot of blood, okay? Whole lot of animals in that freezer right now. And you're looking at the guys who took the lives of those animals. Now, typically, I'm not using a 30-06. But when you do, the damage that you see from a 30-06 on a full-grown deer in Kansas is memorable. You will not forget it.
I can grab one real quick if anybody wants to see. I can grab one.
No, let's not do that. Let's not give them any reason. But there's a whole lot of people out there, Candace Owens being one of them, and a number of others. First of all, there is nothing. I mean, I'm looking at some of this footage out there. People like Max Egan have pointed it out that you got weird things like tables or chairs falling through tables. Okay. How does that happen in a legit video? Other things that this Tyler guy, you know, there's a whole list of reasons that they have here why people are coming up with some of these. And I'm not going to say conspiracy theory. I guess I just did. Because CIA invented that term 2 years after the, or 3 years after the Kennedy assassination, when Jim Garrison was investigating. He was a New Orleans district attorney. And CIA came up with that term to marginalize anybody that asked critical questions about the Kennedy assassination. Well, since that time, people say it all the time, not even knowing that you're being a stooge every time you say it, because that's who came up with it. Actually, they didn't come up with it, but they kind of brought it back. They knocked the dust off of it. And when you get down to brass tacks on all this stuff, man, this Tyler kid, come on, you got a judge saying he puts a gag order on everybody, including people in the private media. Are you kidding me? Nothing makes sense in any of this stuff. So I don't dismiss the people that are saying, well, it looks like a stage to me. I mean, we've seen Max Egan and his crew over there have pointed out that most of the stuff you were told about that October 7th thing that happened a couple of years ago, most of that footage is absolutely AI, folks. Didn't know it? Yeah, go look at it. Experts on there showing all kinds of crazy things that don't add up. Like, you know, motorcycles going down the road, but the wheels ain't turning. Girl leaning back on a concrete block and her arm breaks in half. Impossibility. All those same kind of anomalies in the video happened in this whole Charlie Kirk thing. I don't know one way or the other. I do know that this guy, Tyler, is the latest Lee Harvey Oswald. And not one part of any of it makes any sense. Not one.
You know what short has been circulating on YouTube a lot lately?
What's that?
It's that one scene from Shooter whenever Mark Wahlberg's going to visit that old man. And that old man is talking about how the people on the grassy knoll died 3 hours earlier. And then his little partner was like, you can confirm that? And he's like, I still got the shovel.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. And by the way, in that movie Shooter, man, he was the most memorable character in that whole show.
Didn't tell him it was a movie. Like, we need you to talk about what you lived through.
Right. I mean, that was the most believable in modern day, outside of Alan Arkin, who I think is probably one of the best actors ever. That was the most believable part of any movie that I've seen in the modern era, outside of anything Adam Arkin is in. I mean, he can make you believe anything, but I don't mean to go sideways, but honestly, going back to this whole Charlie Kirk thing, not one part of it adds up. Name one part, anybody in the chat, name one thing that adds up. So the people saying, hey, he's still alive, it was staged. I mean, in this article, they're talking about, hey, there ain't no blood trail. There ain't none of this stuff. They're cleaning up right after the event. I don't even know what went on. So I do know that anything they tell us is a manufactured lie. So I'm calling that good news because people are starting to ask critical questions about it. Next one. Scientists discover a shocking new way to breathe through your gut. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you what they say in the article, but I'm going to tell you another method altogether. Because the way they suggest it, and this is the Japanese, of course, it'd have to be the Japanese coming up with some stuff like this. They're finding out that it is absolute. There's two methods that they cite here. One is, I'm not going to go into great detail, but breathing through your colon. Yeah. Okay. All you want to be Navy SEALs out there, this is what's waiting for you. So they're finding out that they can actually have people breathe through that way. But look, that's not the way to breathe. Or they're talking about diaphragmatic breathing, which you get a little taste of it through Wim Hof. I've been through the course. And then you get a better version of it through a guy named Erwin LaCour, spelled LACORRE, I believe. French dude. Hard as all get out. And son, I would seriously consider his workout regimen for your ruck march.
Okay.
Because, and he has a website called movenat.com. In other words, movenaturally.com. And he's showing how natural movement in nature, you don't want to be under blue light when you're working out if you can possibly help it. But doing this stuff in nature helps. But anyway, he's got a breathing method. And I learned about it from Dr. Jack Cruz. And I'm like, well, what's so different about it? Well, it's a static breathing method. This is one of the ways of doing it. And you hold your breath. You do it in a very different way. And then when you breathe, instead of breathing your normal way, you breathe long, slow inhales, long, slow exhales. And you try to do this throughout the day, even when talking. Like every night when your mom and I pray, it might come off a little bit weird to her at first because I make sure that when I pray, even when I'm doing my audible memorization and stuff like that, I do it the whole time breathing through my nose. Now, I don't do it as we're on the mic right now because it sounds so weird to anybody in the audio platform, because in order for me to do it, you're going to hear me breathe through the nose through the mic, and that's not cool. It doesn't come off well. But anyway, instead of going to Japan, letting them have you breathe through the other end, you're thinking, okay, what's the matter with the good end? You can still get the same effects just by doing good diaphragmatic breathing. And if you want to know more about it, Erwin LaCour, I'm doing this course right now. That's one of the other feathers I'm putting in the cap. All right. So finally here, as far as good news goes.
Real quick, I can't believe nobody pointed out the obvious in the chat. That sounds like farting. Breathe like breathing through your colon
in reverse. Okay. So, whoever said, hey, I got an idea here, y'all, let's find out if this is possible. We need volunteers. And of course, since Japanese seem content to not have babies these days, I mean, I think maybe that's where, you know, in fact, their population is declining like crazy, so maybe they got some volunteers said, hey, sign me up, bro, I'm gonna find this out. So you know, I didn't like my nose anyway, so I don't even know how somebody said, hey, let's figure this one out. Reason I'm calling that good news is that it does lead you back to people like Wim Hof or Erwin LaCour. Both of them are good in their own way, but I would say LaCour's method is far superior to Wim Hof for the effects that it can have on your body. Like I said, I'm not dissing Wim, you know, cold thermogenesis, all that good stuff is great for those so inclined. All right, so the final one here, I talked about this before, ultra-Orthodox Jews protest against Israel's military draft in Jerusalem. So everybody that wants to come down on the Jews like, hey, they're all blah, 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 I haven't done that and I won't do it because I've known some Jews that are not at all in line or aligned in any way with what the Israeli government is doing. And they've been very, very vocal about it, but you'll never hear that side of it on the mainstream American media. So I'm not coming down on all these people. I mean, just like you can't say all blacks or all whites or all whatever. I'm honestly repulsed when I hear people speak in absolutes like that when it comes to a whole population, because you can't say, you know, all whatever. I mean, look at it from the perspective. Think about it from the perspective of somebody where our military has gone in there working as henchmen, as Smedley Butler talked about. And, you know, they went in there and wiped out. Well, maybe they don't think all Americans are messed up, but just the people that commanded those guys to do it and the guys that actually did it. So I don't do that at all. And it's kind of cool to see this article, because these ultra-Orthodox people, they're like, hey, we ain't down for your draft. We ain't down. We're not serving. We're not doing any of this stuff. And, you know, finally people are starting to notice that maybe, you know, we're not doing the right thing by putting all these guys under the same net. So I'm calling that good news. You acted like you wanted to say something, son.
Well, yeah, like lumping them all together just dehumanizes the entire group. And then, like you were saying earlier, just gets you, it makes it easier for you to go and like go to war with them and treat them as if they're not humans. It would be the same, like you were saying earlier, it's the same as like hating. I mean, you could make the exact same argument for the United States. Like, it'd be the same as like hating your neighbor because of our United States government.
Yeah. And, you know, and think about the people that have been on the receiving end of the war hammer that we have here. I mean, folks, I mean, it bothers me, and I gotta stop here. Silver Sage, butt breathers, man. I think I might have to borrow that one. I've always looking for something new for my non-profanity list of cussing somebody out without actually using words people think are profane. I think you might have come up with something there. Bro. Well,
you might like this other one from Andy Pearson. He said, commented a little bit ago, he said, that judge and plenty of others can dine on a satchel of Richards.
Yeah. Okay. That, yeah. I mean, neither one of them comes quite to the founding father, Samuel Adams, who said, may your chain set lightly upon you, which I use probably in excess. But, you know, I think I'm going to have to borrow both of those. I like them both. But back to what I was saying, if I can remember what I was saying, I guess we're just going to have some uncomfortable silence here. Well, anyway, you know, when you get back to, the American empire, and people said, we're not an empire. Are you kidding me? What do you call 900 military bases in 130 countries? Roman Empire didn't have that. Greek Empire didn't have that. Nobody's ever had that. In fact, you can probably add them all up and they didn't have as many. And that's the ones we know about. Not even to mention the clandestine ones that we don't know about. I mean, and they're wondering, you know, how we're going to pay for SNAP benefits. Really? You got money for all this? World War II has been over for how long and we still got troops stationed all over Europe? Really? Come on. Yeah, and still somehow people want to come here. I'm struggling with every day, y'all. I'm struggling to understand the world I live in. So, yeah, we are, in fact, an empire. And, you know, history does not bode well for empires. So, with that said, y'all, we're going to go to my man, Eric Sider.
Hey, Eric Sider here with your PimpCast tip of the day. Today's tip, how to be an asset to your community. The genocide in Gaza is just a dress rehearsal. If you don't think they're coming for all of us in the end, then you are not paying attention. This has nothing to do with race, religion, or nationality. This is about a very small group of psychopathic elites determined to control and enslave the world. They keep us distracted and divided, so we fight amongst ourselves while they steal all the wealth and resources. But we are all complicit because we all participate in the system that prioritizes profit and power over the planet and people, a system that offers zero accountability and zero justice. But it doesn't seem protesting what we don't want is achieving anything. So it is time to create what it is we do want. We have all the power if we come together in our communities, right where we live, to create sustainable systems of true wealth. An abundance of clean air, an abundance of clean water, an abundance of nutrient-dense food, an abundance of sensible housing, warmth, friendship, and community. I don't know a better system to achieve this than permaculture. And one of the best educations you could get for yourself to become an asset instead of a liability in your community is a permaculture design course. And right now, there is an amazing opportunity to study with the best teacher on the planet and one of the most amazing demonstration sites in the world. A project created and run by Palestinian refugees in one of the harshest climates in the world, the Greening the Desert Project in Jordan, in the Dead Sea Valley, overlooking the West Bank on the front lines of the evil empire. There's no better permaculture education you could get, and it will truly be a life-changing experience. I know it was for me. So to sign up for this amazing course happening next month, visit greeningthedesertproject.org. And if you can't make it to Jordan, you can still support the project by buying a We All Palestinian Now shirts at ericsider.com. Thank you for your support.
That's my dog right there, y'all. Wow. Man, I really wish I could go there for that. Eric wanted me to, man, he invited me to go back. He invited me to go to Jordan with him, I want to say a year or two ago, and I couldn't swing it. But man, one of these days, I know everybody says that, but man, that if folks, if you don't know about the Greening the Desert project in Jordan, you know, Eric had a small window to describe it for anybody out there that's interested. If you think, well, I can't do that here. Well, I can't do it at my place. Jeff Lawton took the most inhospitable place on one of the most inhospitable places on the earth.
Yeah.
And turned it into an oasis of unbelievable
abundance.
Yeah, abundance. And, you know, the first project, it kind of, it went great. It did fine, but the people there didn't quite know how to manage it, so it didn't go well. So now they bought some land. And I want to say it's a 5-acre site. And I would absolutely, I don't know that I'd want to go there to do the permaculture design, but just to go there and put my feet on that site would be a wonder, folks. If you haven't seen the Greening the Desert documentary, you'll find out what was the prime motivation for me to get into permaculture. So, do you have anything to say about that?
I mean, it's the worst case scenario. It's heavily salted soils, one rain event a year, maybe below sea level. Like, it's the absolute worst case scenario, and they have an abundance of food. They have a surplus of food in that area. That just goes to show, like, permaculture will work any place people live. Yeah, your argument earlier about people not, or people saying, like, oh, permaculture won't work here, or just ask, or I'll do permaculture over there in that corner. It's like, it works everywhere in very, very extreme environments. And then also, like, he's right when he says, like, Jeff Lawton is the best permaculture person or teacher in the world. Especially when you do is, I know some people complain maybe about his online classes just because he speaks a little bit slower, it seems like, on his online class. But his in-person class, he was able to convey concepts that I, at that point, who had already taken a permaculture design course, had already been doing permaculture, things like that, had a much better understanding of after attending his in-person classes while I was out there doing the apprenticeship and stuff. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely a wonder. Brenda, she says, I will never support the Palestinians. I do support Israel. Okay, well, what about the Palestinian Christians over there? I'm not going to get sideways on this because I could easily do it, and I could definitely take you to school on it, but you seem to have your mind made up, so I won't confuse you with the facts.
Well, respond just in case anybody else is seeing this and is wondering. Maybe they're in that in-between stage. Maybe they're in that verge of waking up. The second comment she left was, where has all the complaining been for the last 80-plus years that the Palestinians have been beating, can't say that word on YouTube, and killing, R-ing, and killing Israeli citizens? Nobody expected Israel to step up and fight back and say no more?
You got to quit getting your information from Fox News and all the other prostitute media out there. You really ought to. Everything you think you know, and I've talked about it in video after video after video, everything you think you know about American history, about world history, about everything, is a manufactured lie. And I got the goods on it. This is why I memorized this stuff. And everything you think you know about the Palestinians, if that's the position you have, you definitely don't know the whole story. Just like I said, you know, I think your comment is about it. I'm going to address this, even though I had planned to go into another space at this point. I'm going to address it because I don't know that you heard the words I said a moment ago. I think it's really wrong to denigrate all of Israel. I mean, I just read an article a moment ago. I don't condemn all of Israel. I condemn the genocide. I condemn the awful things that are happening and our tax dollars are supporting. That's what I condemn. Now, when you have outliers out here saying, hey, we're not with that, they should be noticed. They should be put out there. But it sure is funny how I hear evangelical Christians, and that's why I don't even call myself a follower of Christ. I don't want to be associated at all with this nonsense. I'm hearing so-called evangelical pastors, ones that believe the nonsense from the Scofield Study Bible, standing up in front of congregations saying, kill them all? Are you kidding me? What would Jesus do? So if that's your position, I suggest that you redefine. I'm going to be very polite here, more than I probably should. No, you can't sit here and classify all Palestinians. And by the way, if you get down to brass tacks, you find out, and Dr. Ron Paul has pointed it out, and a number of others as well, that the only reason you have Hamas, Hezbollah, is look where their financing came from.
Yeah.
All came from Netanyahu. Yeah. All came from Israel, or the government anyway. So when you look at all these things and you look at the official story of what supposedly happened on October 7th, you can take any garden variety soldier, present that story to them. I remember the first time I told Bear Independent about it. It was right after it happened. We were at the we were at a festival together. And the second I pointed it out and I said, hold on, does this seem believable to you? And it was a rhetorical question on my part. Let me get this right. You got the most heavily secure border on the planet. And you're going to tell me that they flew over with hang gliders, Jeeps, all the other things in the world, every high-tech device you could possibly have on that border was employed. And you're going to tell me that quick reaction forces didn't show up until 8 hours later? Are you kidding me? That is a lie just on the face of it. Any soldier knows that, but so many of them bought it hook, line, and sinker. It is a manufactured lie up one side and down the other. It was the biggest false flag ever, and I'm not even so sure they actually did it. And then you mean to tell me, it's like, okay, you're going to tell me they got videos of rapes, and we found out all of that was staged. No, everything you think, everything you've been indoctrinated with, and a number of others out there, I don't care if I lose subscribers over this, since when do I care? I'm going to tell you the truth, the hard truth. And whether you want to hear it or not, I guess there's other podcasts out there where if you want to listen to some evangelical Scofield Study Bible person telling you whatever manufactured lie you've been brainwashed to believe. I was brainwashed to believe the same garbage. I believed it for the longest time. In fact, I was taught to believe the Palestinians were modern-day Philistines until I found out that there was about 30% Christians over there. You ain't never told about that. I guess we just got hijacked from the thing we were going to talk about, which was going to be Snap, and I guess I'll cover that in a minute. But no way I'm going to let you, Brenda. I appreciate, you know, what you do for this program, but when you make an asinine comment like that, I'm going to elevate this pimp pan and unleash.
Let's also look at how many, like, the percentage of kids in Palestine, the number of people under 18 that aren't even of the fighting age. So whenever you see like 60,000 people dead in Palestine, or you take whatever the actual
number,
which is a conservative number, you can generally take 60% of that and count that as kids, because they have a population that, like, the fighting age people keep getting wiped out. So you have a combination of very, very old people, and you have a combination of if they made it to that age, and then you have a bunch of children wiping out. Like, this is not like a fighting force that's being destroyed out there. It is children and old people that are being destroyed out there. They're told to, all right, go to this location because we're going to bomb this location. And then they bomb the other location.
All right, son. Brenda says I'm pretty sure that 30% number is exaggerated. Okay, let's just assume that it is.
Two is too many.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess, you know, think back to that story where Abraham is talking to God and he's telling him, hey, I'm going to wipe out Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember how that conversation went down? Where Abraham started out with X amount and then he worked his way on down. And then it came down to where, look, almost nobody was there. Anyway, you know the story, at least I hope you do. Bottom line is, you got children. You have Doctors Without Borders and a number of others over there telling everybody, the whole world, but of course you're never going to see it on Fox News or MSNBC or CNN, all these other prostitutes out there. But when one day, all the kids that come in to the emergency room are all shot in the groin. Next day, they're all shot in the left arm. Next day, they're all shot in the head. Shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way, you wind up dead. So when you get down to brass tacks on all this stuff, I do not care. I will not. I got too much in my life to answer for. too much. And among those things will never, ever be in support of any regime. I mean, I don't understand why everybody thinks these people are so sacrosanct. I mean, for crying out loud, every single awful thing happening over there. In fact, the treaty that was just broke, who did that? Israel, once again, and that came from Colonel Douglas MacGregor, probably one of the most respected military leaders in the world right now, to be honest with you. Yeah, they broke the truce, and they break all the other treaties that go on, the ceasefires, you name it. No, the government over there is every bit as wicked as our own. And the reason why I put them among there is because who do you think is paying for this? Who do you think is footing the bill? Yeah, they're willing to fight right down to the last American. And honestly, I would honestly, seriously, for anybody else out there who's in support of this, if anything, why aren't these pastors, and I use that word, they're not pastors at all, not in my view. These people are hirelings, many of them on the payroll. Why aren't they calling, forgive my use of this word, why aren't they calling for peace? Why don't you hear these evangelical Christian Zionists, which I don't even know how the two words can be in the same sentence anyway. Why aren't they calling for peace? So you're never, ever going to hear me, and I'm not going to let anybody get away with this. This is coming from Renewed Homestead. By the IDF's own numbers, over 75, doggone it, this thing's scrolled
over up. Over 75% of fatalities have been civilian, mostly women and children.
Yeah, so I'm supposed to be in favor of that? No, ain't going to happen. And honestly, I've never, look, I'm not a Muslim. I don't hate these people. I pray for them to understand what Jesus did on the cross for them as well. But honestly, when you get down to brass tacks on this, there's more alignment between Christians and Muslims than there are between Christians and the people practicing what they say is Judaism, which, by the way, isn't. When that temple was destroyed, the religion became extinct. Now what you have is rabbinical Judaism. Look, I'm not even going to go sideways on this, but honestly, all of you folks that are believing this crap from your so-called pastor, they're a hireling. They either don't know any better or they are being paid shills. Son, you were going to say something.
Well, yeah, what you were saying, at least the Muslims reverent, or they have some sort of reverence for the Messiah. They don't consider them their Messiah. They consider him a prophet. On the flip side, if you read the Talmud, go ahead and look up what they say about our Messiah in the Talmud. It's absolute
burning. They said Mary was a whore. You want me to put this memory to work? They say that Mary was a whore. She got it on with a Roman centurion by the name of Pantera, and that he is now burning in excrement in hell. That's what these people you worship, and so many other people worship out here. That's what they say about your Messiah. But we give them a blank path on everything, including a modern genocide. And the thing that I find most distasteful, honestly, about this whole deal are the people, the same people, telling you, let's stop all the murder of the Christians by the Muslims, which, by the way, you ought to hear some of the Muslim pastors over there, not Muslim, but Christian pastors over there saying, by the way, who's funding all that that's happening right now in Africa? Yeah, the people you're worshiping. The same people that are saying, we need to put our military boots on the ground over there. There's genocide going on over there in Africa right now. The same people didn't have a word to say when it was happening in Gaza. And I don't care what the religious stripe is. Genocide is genocide is genocide is genocide. This is ethnic cleansing. You're not going to tell me that this is just fog of war when kids come in one day. They said it was so systematic, it would blow your mind. One day, they're all shot in the left foot. Next day, all the kids shot in the right foot. Next day, shot through the heart. Through the head, through the arm, through the left hand. They are making sport out of this, and they even have videos right there on X. I will never support this garbage, and you will never see an endorsement from me. So I'm going
to... And it's not because of the religious aspects of either side. Like you said earlier, genocide is genocide. It doesn't matter who's doing it. It doesn't matter if two random atheist groups are committing genocide against each other. Genocide is still genocide. Like, it's...
Even when did God ever, award these people for doing things that were wrong. He is a just God. He's a holy God. So how on earth could he ever endorse the wholesale slaughter of women and children? But apparently rules don't apply over there.
Well, and, when were the times, well, looking at scripture, when were the times that entire cities were wiped out? When they weren't freaking human.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't even know that. They're never going to be taught that by their Schofield pastor out there. But you go to Genesis 6, and you look at the sons of God, saw the daughters of men, blah, 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 blah. And then if you look at all these tribes that were wiped out in the promised land, people think, well, what kind of genocidal God? No, they were an unholy alliance between angelic hosts. All these tribes that end in IM, they were basically Nephilim tribes. They were wiping out the bloodline over there. And then when they didn't do it, well, you know, I'm not so sure that most of these people in leadership right now aren't the modern day Nephilim. Son, I'm going to go
ahead. They did a Nimrod thing and they became Nephilim. They tried to become Nephilim, become like Nephilim. I'm sure those texts are still around. I'm sure those are not wiped out on how to become that. Now, real quick, David Zimmerman was saying, you're going sideways to change the mind of someone who won't change. And you're right about that aspect. The side note that, or the point of this is that there's the third party listening. There's a discussion between Dad and or us and Brenda right now. And then there's a third party listening who might be on the fence, who might be in that in-between stage of just waking up and not understanding. And that is the point of a debate. Not to convince the other person that, hey, you're wrong. It's to convince or to show the people watching the debate, hey, this is my argument. This is the argument without logical fallacies. Like, Dad did pretty well at handling straw man after straw man, despite them being straw man. He could have acknowledged that they were and then been done with the debate there and then focused on that singular point that was made. But instead, like a pro, he knocked out every single straw man and lit it on fire.
Well, when people come to me with this kind of nonsense, I'm going to cook, fry, and bake you right here in this podcast. If that's what you want to do. I mean, I won't do it all the time, but then here's another one. And this is from Brenda. I'm sorry to pick on you, Brenda, but you need to go back to school. The Palestinians aren't even wanted by any of the other Muslim countries. There's a reason for that. Yeah, that's what you've been told by the mainstream media. But here's what you don't know. The reason why it's not that they don't want them. First of all, they've taken them over and over and over again. But they're like, hey, man, we're down to our last inch of skin already. If you go and actually look at what these people are saying from these other Muslim countries, Egypt isn't going to take them because we're still giving them financial aid, okay? We've been doing it since Sadat, actually before then. The other countries, Jordan and the others around there, are saying, how many more? You want us to take the whole doggone country? And then the biggest reason is they're saying, hold on. These people were there first. They shouldn't have to go. And if you're going to say, well, they owned the land before then, okay, well, then let's go on back a little bit. Why is it? Thank you very much, David.
He said, who has been kicked out of 109 countries?
Thank you very much.
It wasn't the Palestinians.
Yeah, but if you look, boy, he hit me with a sidewinder right there. I didn't see that coming. Yeah, but when you look at this, when you get down to brass tacks on all this stuff, everything you brought up here, Brenda, is either told to you by some pastor, or it's been told to you by Fox News or MSNBC or all the other prostitutes out there. Now, if you go and look at the official reports of why they aren't accepting these people, they're like, well, they were already living there. And then if somebody says, well, these Israelites, they're getting back the land that was promised them. First of all, there's a reason why you can't do DNA tests over in Israel, because none of these people, for the most part, have any Abrahamic blood at all.
And when did they ever repent? They were never allowed back into the kingdom, or not in the kingdom, the promised land, until they repented. This is a constant cycle that you see in the Old Testament of, like, they do good for a little bit, they're let in, and then they, you know, like a one king passes, and then they're like, go back to worshiping false idols and everything, then they get kicked back out and they become slaves.
Or passing their children through the fire of Moloch and all the other things that they were doing. So if you think these people are so awesome, 1948, I don't believe for a moment was a hand of was a movement by God, because like William said, when did you ever see the repentance? But the bottom line is, if that's the case, if that's the argument you're making, okay, well then let's all pack up and leave the United States of Amnesia, give it right back to the natives. You want to talk about a Holocaust? Look at the genocide on purpose that happened to the native people here. Talk about the Trail of Tears. They lined up the Choctaw, Chickasaw, Cherokee, Creek, and Seminole, put them on the first thing smoking. These are Eastern tribes, dropped them off in Oklahoma, said, have a nice day.
And then when they discovered oil, they kicked them back off the reservation and took that.
Did it even there up in the Black Hills. They gave them that land, found gold up there, said, hey, sorry, nephew, you got to get on the first thing smoking. Okay, if that's the case, why aren't the Romans paying reparations? Because you know what? Julius Caesar, okay, he conquered Gaul. Okay, let's just kind of think about all the land that the Romans conquered, okay? So you got France, you got England, you got Germany, you got, I mean, everything, North Africa. So why don't we say, hey, you know what? Everybody that was conquered by Rome, you deserve reparations. I don't even want to hear another person talking about how blacks are always saying, we need reparations. Nobody has had their hand out more than these Jews, or these ones calling themselves Jews, because like I said, most of them don't even have any Abrahamic blood. They're all from, you know, places like Ukraine and stuff like that. That's why they're called Ashkenazis. Okay. I'm not going to go down this path anymore. I think you've been successfully. I mean, Brenda, like I said, you know, you can believe what you want. Sorry to confuse you with the facts. And anybody else out there that's got a problem with what I said, don't listen to this podcast. Don't watch it. I don't care. But you ain't going to hear me. My mouth is not a bakery. You're not going to sit here and my heart doesn't pump Kool-Aid. So at the end of the day, if you don't want to hear the truth, I guess you tuned into the wrong pimp cast.
What because does that mean, Dad?
I don't even know. So, but hey, real quick, I mean, so I can say that I at least change this topic before your mom goes upside my head. I'm just going to briefly cover this one thing about this whole snap thing, y'all. Okay, first of all, I may have jumped the gun a little bit. I in that last video, talking about, you know, the things that, saying that they had a problem. Yeah, I know the judge ordered it, but it looks like it's still not happening. So, folks, you need to stay alert, stay alive on all this stuff right now. But I do find it curious. I do find it curious, and I'm glad you brought this up, Brenda. I find it curious that we ain't got money because everybody talks about the welfare mob, but nobody's talking about all the senior citizens out there that rely on this. You know, their retirement should have been enough. Social Security should have been enough. Nobody's talking about the old timers out there. And I forgot, 30% of them don't because of their own nationalistic pride. They won't even apply for the benefits, even though they qualify. Anyway, those people aren't getting fed. Now, should we kick the illegals off of there? If you ain't an American citizen, Jack, you got to go. Don't tell me we got an illegal problem. We can't get them out of here. When all you got to do is impose a $10,000 fine per day for every employer bringing it or employing illegals. They will self-deport overnight if that's what your issue is, but they don't want to solve the problem. If a farmer in the highlands of North Carolina can come up with a solution, they're not looking for one, folks. Bottom line, they would self-deport overnight. So you got money to give to Israel to murder Palestinians, the rightful owners of that land. And by the way, folks, go back and look at the initial charter. It was supposed to be a two-state solution over there, but that didn't happen. Okay, we got money. Look out right now. How many people right now got chemtrail after chemtrail after chemtrail being flown over your home right now? We got money for that. But we ain't got money for granny out there flipping coins right now, figuring out whether or not she's going to eat cat food or whether or not she's going to take her heart medication. Ain't got money for that. All these prostitute politicians out there, all their special interests, and by the way, almost all of them, but two, are being paid by AIPAC. That ain't no accident. Got money for that. And a long list of all this asinine BS up one side and down the other But we don't have money to feed seniors out there. I'm not even trying to hear it, y'all.
This isn't even socialism. I understand being against socialism and liberalism and all that crap. I understand that. But this is just, like, given how much money we send everywhere else, this just seems like taking care of the elderly, taking care of the widow, taking care of the poor. Like, there's no reason we have so much excess in this country. This is the country with the largest amount of excess in the world. There's no reason we couldn't just as a byproduct of how much we produce in this world, there's no reason we can't take care of the elderly. And everybody wants to focus on the people who, like, take advantage of the system. Who cares? I don't care. There's going to always be people that take advantage of any system that you set up. That's just the nature of things. But what are we doing? We're focusing on taking care of the people who are in need in this country. Let's do that first, and then maybe we can think about some foreign aid.
I think
it's not liberalism. It's not socialism. It's just good behavior. It's good ethics. It's to take care of your elderly, your widow, the people in need, the poor.
Well, David Zimmerman said it once again. Boy, he's knocking it out of the park tonight. Seniors, vets, and the truly disabled. Yeah, that's who deserves. Even some of your most ardent supporters of even Hayek and a number of others in the Austrian school, even they agreed that you had to have some kind of social safety net to a certain extent. These people have played it, paid in like nobody's business to Social Security. You were promised this. They stole it. They lied. They misappropriated it. They did all kinds of crazy stuff. We got money for all that. But you're going to sit here and tell me we're about to let this country fall to ruin, but we got money to send troops all over this planet to run 900 military bases in 130 countries. But we ain't an empire.
It's for your safety, Dad.
Oh, yeah. What was I thinking? So, folks, the bottom line to all this is, and you know what? And they got money to sit here. It's just mind-boggling to me. You don't have money for SNAP benefits, but you got money for chemtrails. You got money to drop this garbage on all of us right now. So, in a nutshell, I got a list here, and I meant to spend. I didn't mean to go sidetracked here on that, y'all. So, store staples, beans, rice, oats, wheat, berries. I got another part on this list. Learn a one-day-a-week food production hobby. Buy seeds before the next lockdown or pandemic hits, manufactured in both cases. Get chickens or find somebody nearby who owns them. Build a six-month pantry with rotation. Start a members-only private buying club if you're a farmer out there or anybody producing food. Get off the government tip before it dries. Connect with one person locally for food resilience. Start composting, because like we talked and I've talked about recently, composting equals soil equals freedom, and they're all interconnected. Learn two cooking skills your grandma knew. All those things. And folks, honestly, maybe stop eating out right now. I mean, believe me, food at home just tastes so much better. How much does it aggravate everybody else out there? You know, when I was a kid, we never ate out, ever. And I mean, ever. Unless it was like a church function or something, and you may go in there as a potluck, and then half the food wasn't really good at all.
Yeah, good luck.
yeah. It was like a mystery dish on a lot of these. But outside of that, we never ate out. And then as we got older, you know, like, yeah, you know, eat out probably more than we should. Nobody ever did it. And then finally, now it's kind of come full circle for me. And then every time I go out there and I spend good money on a meal, ever since COVID, it's like every restaurant has not been the same. It's like they like cut corners, cut whatever. And the thing that burns me up most is that they're asking for a tip on the front end. You give a tip because the service was good. Now, because of COVID, everybody's asking a tip right there at the register. How do I know it's worth it? You want me to tip you based on, but you feel compelled to do it because you ain't got your food now. Yeah. Or you don't have your food out to you. So you're worried about some jerk in the back nut rubbing your bun before it gets out to you because you're like, okay, well, hey, man, this guy didn't tip. Hook him up. You don't know what's going to happen. So anyway, I'd just rather eat at home. And folks, sorry to kind of lose my cool here for a minute, but, at the end of the day, man, I'm just not going to – there's certain comments that are not going to go unanswered on this program. So, like I said, from the top of my head, I could fill volumes with all the lies I was told, and a lot of you may be believing them out there. And like Nicole says here, Israel owns MAGA. Thank you very much. It's not MAGA anymore. It's MEGA. Yeah. And it's been for a while.
Wasn't MAGA like a Mesopotamian like God? Mesopotamian God?
I heard that before. Backyards. Yeah, I've heard that before, but I don't know that I've ever looked into confirming it. In fact, I'm pretty sure permaculture homestead, backyard food banks is what's needed. Yeah, and I talked about that in the last video. Maybe instead of everybody having to go to the food bank, I will say, you know what? There's that pizza place in our town, and these are the unsung heroes out there that are doing what their government ought to be doing. Son, they right now, I don't want to tell everybody about this because some folks might try to misuse it, but they are giving free pizzas to anybody who needs it right now. And these are folks, ever since COVID, I mean, there aren't many restaurants out there that like the West End Bakery, who is feeding people out of their own pocket with no thought of reward or thanks or whatever. And all of you people in this audience teamed up to get them $100,000 to keep feeding people, which they did and which they still do every single day, practically. They are still feeding the homeless ever since that manufactured hurricane came through Asheville. Anyway, you got in my town, I don't want to tell folks what it is because, you know, maybe if I can, I'll get over there and put these guys, see if there's like a give, send, go we can do for some of these folks, man, that are doing this stuff for no thought of reward. They're not getting paid anything. They're losing money on the deal. And it's the one pizza place in town. It's not by any means my favorite. But man, I'm going to give you a serious hat tip when you're doing some incredible selfless work like that. And that's what they're doing. They didn't tell everybody about it. It's just, you know, the people that need it in this town, they can go by if they're hungry, they can swing by, get a free pizza. So I'm going to see what we can do to maybe help those folks out. I want to make absolutely sure everything's on the up and up before I tell anybody about it. But whatever influence or whatever swing I have, man, if I can put it and focus it on these people that are doing fantastic work, I want you all to know about it. Because there are quite a few of them out there. And there are some very, very selfless people that do so much without any thought of reward. Renewed Homestead is one of them folks out there, the GEM Foundation that they have, yeah. Where, you know, because of a personal tragedy in their lives, instead of, you know, going in the corner with pressures that would crush most people without a doubt, they came out blasting. And I mean that in a big way where they're not asking, you know, they're out there helping people and they're doing it without any thought of reward. And these are the unsung heroes that are in this audience that are all around us right now, folks, that just don't, they're not seeking the limelight. They're not seeking anything. All they're doing is trying to help the next people out there so they don't have to go through the same tragedy that they've had to suffer in their own lives. So keep them in mind, folks. I know we didn't really get after what I really intended here, but folks, the bottom line is, and I said it in the previous video, that I really think the powers that shouldn't be, I thought we dodged a bullet, or as I called it then, a howitzer. You let these checks not come through. And I'm telling you, I've already seen the videos, and a lot of you have too. A lot of knuckle-dragging hood rats are going to go out there, and they're going to loot like nobody's business. Now where's grandma and grandpa going to be? Because they're not going to be alongside of them. So it's going to have to be people like us that go out there, help the people, and do big things in a big way because, frankly, this government is not out for you. It's not MAGA. It's MEGA. So anything you want to add to this?
Dad, I think, I think we should name every podcast after we do the podcast. B, for the live streams, we'll just put "We'll See," and then once we upload it to the podcast platforms, then we'll title it.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, just tired of having to switch titles.
But yeah, just keep an eye out. I mean, I know around here, there's probably going to be some old timers that may or may not realize that check has or hasn't come in, and they'll find out at their cash register. Just keep an eye out for that. And if you can help, please do.
That's where I suspect a number of people are going to find out, but man, it's just sickening to me. Absolutely sickening when we have so much abundance. Folks, do you have any idea how much food is thrown away at a Walmart dumpster? Do you have any idea how much food is being thrown away at every single grocery store? Ask me how I know, because this is what I do. Do you have any idea how much of this stuff goes absolutely in a landfill when it could be absolute? There is not a person in this country that needs to starve, really. If we just graze the side of interstates, how much wasted land is there? I mean, easy things, simple fixes. You're saying we got an immigrant problem? $10,000 fine for every single day and every employer that has them out there. If people like us can come up with solutions like this, I'm not believing that they don't have the solution right there in Washington. So it's not happening. It's because they don't want it to. So folks, look, I know this program has gone on way too long and I went a little sideways. I'm not going to apologize for it because I'm not going to let any asinine comment go slipping by this program without me calling it out, because I got the goods. We got the evidence. And if you believe otherwise, then you really need to examine, go look into the evidence for yourself, because you may find out different. All right, y'all. Till next time, you know the deal. Stay alert.
Stay alive. Channel and his nature. The knowledge ring. We'll boost that run deep. Wisdom from sawing. Permaculture dream. Let the ideas unfold. I'm grooving with the truth, truth, truth. Feeling nature's food. We've got the answers. All we need to do. Listen to the earth. They got us. Watch the world spin. From the smallest sprout to harmony begin. In the cycle of life, where the magic's alive. Tune it to the beat, feel the fire and thrive.
Well, it looks like it's going on. I can't end the stream on my end. It has to be on Dad's end. So what's up, y'all? I'm trying to figure out how to end this. Hopefully Dad will be back on here. Sign back on here pretty soon. Oh, here he is.
Okay, son. I'm going to end this stream officially now. I don't know what just happened. Somebody ended it for us.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.